You're listening to SBS News.
When Bonnie and her older sister Cody travelled to Bali last month, it was for a celebration.
I wanted to take Bonnie to have a good experience for her birthday and her first holiday.
Bonnie was about to turn 20 and was looking forward to what's become a ritual for many young Australians.
It's my first trip basically out of Melbourne and I wanted to enjoy that, especially with my sister.
But after just 2 days, their dream holiday turned into a nightmare. The sisters were staying at a small boutique hotel called Seven Rooms Seminyak. The sisters say while Bonnie was alone in her room, she was indecently assaulted.
She told me straight away that one of the attendants there had followed her into the bedroom and pinned her down on the bed and sexually assaulted her.
The owner of Seven Rooms Seminyak strenuously denies any assault took place. He has supplied a statement saying there was an incident with a staff member, but that it was entirely consensual.
There is no clear evidence about anything that can show that the girl was forced to do something she didn't want to do.
But it's what happened or didn't happen immediately after the incident that means it will be difficult to legally prove one way or the other.
We were going to go to the authorities, but my sister was too scared. We're unsure of what the system's like over there.
In the stress of the moment, the sisters also didn't think of getting a medical check or seeking consular advice. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has received 432 reports of Australian travellers being sexually assaulted overseas in the past 5 years. Of those, 84 were in Indonesia. Nikki Bright is a team leader with schoolies support group Red Frogs. Over the past 6 years, her group has assisted with 9 different sexual assault incidents involving Australians in Bali.
We would always recommend that as soon as possible you contact the Australian consulate, who can provide you some really direct steps of the next things to do.
Ms. Bright says generally the young person just wants to go home. Bali-based lawyer Peter Johnson says it's almost impossible to take legal action over a sexual assault in Indonesia unless medical and police reports are done immediately, and that's a problem for many.
And you've got very young people at times who don't want to tell anyone.
Bonnie says she hopes her story helps others to know what to do if they find themselves in her situation.
It's horrible. It's horrid. And I don't want anyone else to go through that.
Amanda Kopp, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.